Well, I heard our next guest talking earlier today, Craig Foster, much respected football commentator and analyst, of course, played for Australia, good player in his own right, and he spoke glowingly of Maradona. Now, we, as I said, we know Maradona, but not the ins and outs, so we just know he's a wonderful player. And to have 3 days of mourning, I think it means you've made it in Argentina, and Craig joins us now. Craig, thanks for your time, and he's only 5'5", but he's left a great legacy.
Oh, incredible legacy, and so his social legacy in Argentina is extraordinary. They're talking about him and Eva Perón and a very small cohort of people who influenced the country of Argentina to that degree. Don't forget, guys, that back in 1986, when he won as captain, not single-handedly, but as close as we've ever seen someone come to that ideal in that 86 Mexico World Cup, that was just post the Falklands War loss to the Brits, and the economy was in disarray, inflation was through the roof. And so Argentinians were in need of some inspiration. And in that context, he stepped forward and he was the great hope since he was about 18 and he burst onto the scene playing for their national junior team. And he carried them all the way to the World Cup. And of course, during that time, he scored incredibly wondrous, genius goals. And he also scored some that, were questionable. And that was the two sides of his character that everyone knew.
Yeah, our guest is Craig Foster. Craig, he was born in the slums. He came out of there and had immense talent, spotted by a talent scout at the age of 8, and he could do things that no other player could do. But what made him so good, in your eyes? What made Maradona such a wonderful player?
He had all of the qualities that were necessary. For instance, physically, he was also incredibly strong. He was diminutive, so he had a low centre of gravity. That meant that he could dribble in a way that hadn't happened prior to him. He was incredibly fast with the ball. The vision of him going past players and seemingly having lost the ball and almost stumbling is legend among fans of the game. And then he'll just get there when the next defender comes. He just tip it around them and he just keep going when you think he's lost it. He never did. He was quite incredible. But he was so gifted. You know, we say that his left foot was touched by God. And sadly, he rose so high in terms of his fame that as a street kid and one who never really left that environment, he stayed very true to his roots and to what he saw as his people. He never could really deal with the fame. And arguably, at that time, the level of fame that he attained, of course, don't forget, we're talking about the global game here. So you're talking about literally billions of people who knew him. It was too much for him. He wasn't equipped for it, and he didn't have people around him to assist. He had to deal with it himself. And there's been some really good documentaries about that in recent years. Well, I think people have watched those docos. Asif Kapadia had a really great one last year. It's just called Diego Maradona. And when people watched it, I think they changed their views a lot. They understood more the stresses that he was under were unprecedented for most humans in our history up until that time.
Craig, I watched one today for about 50 minutes on Fox today. I was spellbound by the whole thing. The thing that intrigued me, and looking at skills of every sport, was you mentioned his left foot. I mean, you'd sort of forgotten, not forgotten, but is your game, the round ball game, the soccer game, the football game, the world game that you know it, in Australian rules football, we play ours. Anyone that's left-footed tricks you because they go the different way. Most players I see can kick both feet at the really high level in soccer, but you do have a dominant one, and most players are dominant right. Because he was left-footed predominantly, did that trick a lot?
We do seem to have had some extraordinary dribblers of the ball who were left-footed. Of course, you've got now Lionel Messi, who was his heir apparent. Has never, in club football, has been extraordinary, but has never achieved the same things as leader of his national team. But, I just don't know if it's kind of also this, left and right side of the brain. And so there must be this creative element also that comes into it, because Maradona would do things that hadn't been done before, and he would do them at great speed. Players like him, we would say that his right foot was for standing on only. Like, he would virtually not touch the ball with it. So if you take away one half of, one side of his body, and rightful players like the majority of us will use both, then you would think that it's more difficult. And perhaps for that reason, the 100% of practice time as a kid, you know, on that dirt patch in the slum in Buenos Aires, every moment is spent on that one foot. Yeah. And he honed the genius of that foot to such a degree that when he went into the senior national team, and you had incredible players there like Osvaldo Ardiles and amazing technicians, you know, skillful players, and they said we'd never seen anything like it. He could do with his left foot what other people could only do with their hand.
Yeah.
And that was the nature of the level of skill that he brought to the game. But he also then was incredibly competitive. He was a very arrogant player and often, very often an arrogant man, incredibly tremendous self-belief. His leadership was incredible. You know, he not only led them to the title, but then when he went to Napoli in the mid-80s in Italy, they were a downtrodden region and a downtrodden club, but never won Serie A. He won two titles for them. So his ability to inspire mortal players when he was an immortal was really unprecedented, and that's why many of us believe if he's not the finest player ever, someone's going to have to knock him off that pedestal.
Yeah. Craig, we had a caller just before you came on. He said, my memories of Maradona is as a cheat with the hand of God, the goal and that. But isn't that come down to poor refereeing? A player's not going to admit that it came off his hand or whatever. Isn't it that referee's job to adjudicate there?
Well, look, that's up to the player, I guess. I mean, we all love, and every country has a different culture. And this is one of the beauties of, a game that, it's got 211 countries that play it. Everyone plays it differently and everyone takes a different view on those things. So, as Australians, we believe in a certain way, and that comes largely from the kind of gentlemanly, private school, culture from Britain. Where we believe in fair play and the rules. And so when Adam Gilchrist goes and says, well, no, I was out. I know you didn't call me, but I am out. That doesn't exist too much around the world.
Not many do that, no.
So there's been plenty of players that have cheated. Yeah, there's been plenty of players that have cheated through history. The difference with Maradona was that he had both of those sides of his character to excess. So he was the greatest genius, one of the greatest genius ever to play the game. And at the same time, in the same game that he scored the goal of the century, only 4 minutes earlier, he cheated to score a goal in a World Cup quarterfinal.
Yep.
And that is the dichotomy. That's the dissonance of the character of Diego Maradona. As incredibly brilliant and inspirational and joyful as he was for literally hundreds of millions, if not billions of people, at the same time, he could be an awful human being off the field.
Yes.
He could be. He had some of the worst excesses of human nature at the same time that he was a deity on the field. That was the kind of enigma that was Diego Maradona. But his behavior and his impishness, his cheek, that sense that I'll take anything I can, and if I need to cheat, I will for Argentina. That's in part why the people loved him. Mm-hmm. And I loved him because he never was co-opted to the system. That's what he was a rebel.
Yeah.
He was a rebel with a cause.
Yeah, well
his
said,
cause
Craig.
Was Argentina, his cause was Neapolitans,
We can really tell that you had so much admiration. Thanks for that, Craig. Craig Foster, as we said, a respected footy commentator.